Blog Talk Radio.
Fridays. I'm your host, Georgia Marantos, and my co-host, Marcy Currier, is here. Marcy, you're on the line?
Hi, Georgia, I'm here. Hi.
How are you doing?
I am all right. I was just talking to my friend. Every now and then, my nervous system goes into sort of sensory overload, and this happens, I think, to lots of people, but like where suddenly everything becomes terribly uncomfortable. The air.
Oh, yes.
My clothes, my hair, like, so I was dealing with that for a minute there, but I,
What do you think causes that?
I don't know, but I know that what helps me is to breathe and to ground, so I just think it's, it has to do with kind of, like, literally allowing myself to get overloaded. You know, I get,
right.
It's, like, too much input.
Sensory overload.
I don't know. Yeah, so it's always an interesting thing to deal with.
Yeah, so is it as a sensitive and as an intuitive, and you are inherently sensitive, and you're getting information from all the various energetic levels, right? I mean, it makes sense to open. And this is something that I've been thinking a lot about. You know, lots of people do ask about, you know, how do you shut it off? How do you switch it on? How do you get a rest from, you know, being that open? And I think you just talked about one of the ways to do that is to kind of ground and
breathing, talking to a supportive person is really helpful. Just someone who's like, okay,
yeah,
no problem, you know, that really helps. But yeah, it's always funny. And then I want to let our listeners know that, you know, the life of a psychic can be really interesting. And we are, I am broadcasting live from the trunk of my car. I have a hatchback. And the interior light in my car went out, and I'm away from home right now, so I had to get away. I'm with a group of people, and I had to get to a place that was quiet. So I had my car was kind of the place to go, and the only place that there's light is in the trunk. So I am like doing tarot card reading from the trunk of my car on like the outside of a dirt road in Hudson Valley.
Goodness.
So that's what's happening today.
That's a testament to your ability, seriously, to be able to, you know, focus when around you it's not, you know, it's not a very settled, you know, it's not your usual settled environment. My goodness, I take my hat off to you, Marcy.
Yeah, it's really funny.
You know, it's the other one of the other things I was thinking of when you're feeling sensory overloaded. I remember, I mean, I've been living in New York City now for 8 years, and anyone who's traveled, you know, on the metro knows that when you're sort of stuck in a train car for, you know, with a lot of people at a peak hour, you know, when it's like it's really stuffed full of people, there's a lot, you know, a lot can be going on. And one way that if I ever got myself to a seat, one way that I was able to cope with that kind of sensory overload was to just cross my arms and my legs. And I felt that kind of shut down my chakra system and helped kind of bring me back to me.
Yeah, mine, like, I was, you know, I was alone most of the day, so this is not even, you know, but I think it just, it happens, I recognize as it's about to happen. I have similar things where, like, if I'm, occasionally when I'm eating, my taste buds go into overdrive, and everything that I'm tasting, like, has too much taste. And
right, wow.
So, like, I can, and so I'm, like, overwhelmed by the, like, the various flavors and how they're connecting to each other. And, like, it's just, so it just happens. And I kind of, like, I have friends that know that, like, oh, I can't eat this right now because it all has too much taste. And I just need to, like, chill out and not, and, I mean, so, like, if I try to drink water at that time, like, the flavor of the water, the chlorine in it, or the
metals,
like, I can taste all of that. And it just, it's not fun, really, but it's, you know, you just get used to it. It's sort of a
wow. Well, that's, I mean, that means that you're very open and very sensitive. It's a bit like pregnant women who are, you know, who are just kind of getting used to having a new being in their body. And, you know, and your intuition, I don't know if this happened to you, Marcy, you know, but I know that when I was pregnant with my twins, that I, like, sensory overload, like, all the time. I could barely be around people, and specifically all the senses, like my smell, my taste.
Mm-hmm.
This happens to a lot of pregnant women, and I think that's what you're talking about, right? And my intuition was, like, off the charts when I was, you know, when I was pregnant with the kids. So it is, it's about really being open. And, yeah, how do you shut that down? How do you kind of close the door or control that in some way to make it easier for yourself? So,
And my biggest thing is not turning mean to the people around me when I am feeling that way. Like, my default is to just sort of be kind of obnoxious. And so my work is to ask for help and support rather than lashing out. So that's my...
Right.
That's
because one of the immediate things would be to withdraw, right, you know, and I think I probably withdrew because I just needed to control it in that way. But that's interesting. So actually getting contact, more contact is helpful is what you're saying.
Yeah, for me, I mean, and just being able to say, like, I have a great friend who doesn't, you know, he isn't also psychic, so he doesn't get it on that level, but is just anything, you know, if I say, oh, I can't eat this food because it tastes too much, he goes, okay, do you want to get it to go? you know, or when
That's
I say,
great,
I don't know if I can come hang out because I'm, my nervous system is hypersensitive right now. He'll say, well, why don't you come try it and you can leave if you need to. And just really stay very calm about things that are like overwhelming or upsetting to me.
Yeah,
and so
could be distressing.
Having someone, and again, it doesn't even need to be someone who understands. It's someone who is able to say, sure, like, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Communicating what you're going through.
Yeah. So, but it's funny. It is like, I can usually tell as it's about to start happening, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's about to intensify, and then, okay, like, it's going to come, you know, it's going to go away soon. And I think it's a lot like when if you've ever done psychedelics, like, it's got that sort of, like, okay, here we go, and then you're in it, and you just have to, like, hang on while it's happening, and then, you know, let it, you know, crest and then kind of fall away over time and just wait until it, you know, then it goes away.
I envy your experience. I've never tried them, but that sounds like, yeah, like an event, right? A beginning, you know, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And once you know that, you've kind of given yourself some distance to it so that you're not, it's not too frightening. That makes sense. Gosh, if we could do that with our life events, Marcy, it would help, you know, it would be a really good way to kind of deal with stuff when, you know, when life delivers some things that are hard to handle, right?
Yeah, totally. Georgia, your sound quality got weird all of a sudden.
Oh, did it? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's like clicking. Or not clicking, but it's going like in and out. It sounds very like futuristic computery.
Oh, okay. So is it still happening like that now?
Yeah. And how do I sound?
Goodness.
Do you find?
You sound really good to me. So I know that Blog Talk has put up a post on the board saying that they're currently experiencing issues with the host dial-in numbers. Let me see if I can. Okay, so if I can let you take control for a minute.
There you are.
See.
You're back. That works.
Oh, you can
whatever.
Hear me.
I don't know if
you did
anything, but it just fixed itself. Yeah.
There might have been some interference. Okay, so I would like to remind everybody that Psychics Gone Wild has a fantastic website, psychicsgonewild.com, and at the website you can find out more information about myself, Georgia Marantos, and Marcy Currier, and all the other psychics who are part of the group Psychics Gone Wild that Jethro Smith has started up. And, of course, you can find out lots of information about Jethro on the website. And he's been so wonderful to have us on his show, and we've been hosting for a little while now. It's always a treat to talk with him, really. And so if I know that he has his own shows on other nights. I actually don't know the specific nights because I know it has changed around a little bit. But please visit the website and find out when we're on. And even if you get onto Blog Talk Radio, you'll be able to check out which days, which people and different people are speaking so that you can follow some other shows. Because I know that there's shows on Saturdays, there's shows on pretty much every day of the week. And there's also a Facebook page, so follow us on Facebook. There's a PGW Facebook page, Psychics Gone Wild, and you can search it on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page as well that's called Transform Yourself and You, and I think you do too, Marcy, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last thing you said. What?
You've got a Facebook page, don't you, where people can like the page and follow what you're doing?
Facebook.com/... Well, to find my personal page, which is the one that I do the most activity on, is MetaMarcy21. And then my actual page is Facebook.com/MetamorphosisHealing.
Awesome. Okay, so with that in mind, we are now going to take our first caller, who's been holding on for 25 minutes. Thank you so much. And we've got 978. Let's see, we've got a slow connection here. I'm hoping to get her on as soon as possible. Okay, it's taking its time. Let me see if I can. We've just got to wait until I've got one of those little, you know, on your computer, the board's running. I've got the little wheel that's running around, so I'm not quite sure what to do there. I think I'll have to wait a little bit. I might take down the number just in case we lose her. So I know that Blog Talk is having a bit of a difficult time. Let's see. So here we go, 978. You might come on
978
with us. Here we go. Hi, 978. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kathleen, and I do hear that there is a problem with the phone. And I called in last night for reading, and the same problem happened. And I couldn't get a decent reading because everything went in and out.
I think it's Blog Talk because they've got this big band, you know, this kind of like running banner that's saying we're currently experiencing.
Would I be able to speak to the other woman? Because your voice, it sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, you can't hear me.
I'm here. Of course.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. It's just that I can't hear you. All right, my question is a two-parter. Basically, I'm looking for work. I was on Craigslist this evening, and I found something that I'd be good at, and it would be in home. And I want to know if I would hear back or if you see me working anytime soon, because my finances are a problem.
I understand what you mean. So you may have a couple of different jobs. Like what I don't see for you right now is a steady, stable career move. What I don't see for you right now is like something that's reliable.
No, I'm just looking for something under the table and to work at home on the computer, the phones, whatever.
So what do we think about this particular opportunity? I don't know how well this particular opportunity is going to work out. I think you really can just sort of make everything happen. And the universe will work with you as long as you make sure that you're actually focusing more on your time alone, your internal self, your intuition and meditation, more than actually trying to make money. And I know that that sounds crazy, but it's sort of part of why I'm saying this, I don't know if you're familiar with cards at all, which is what I'm looking at.
Tarot cards, yeah.
So
I am.
I have four cards out, and every single one of the cards I'm looking at is a major arcana card. So this period of your life is not just like, oh, wow, I can't find a job. This is really significant, and it has to do with kind of you getting, and as I pull cards, I've pulled three more cards, all major arcana cards.
Yeah, I'm having major life struggles.
Yeah. And so really your major focus right now needs to be on going internal and keep yourself as calm and quiet as possible and trust that the universe will help support that. And again, I'm turning over cards, two more major arcana cards. They're everywhere.
Wow.
You know, and so we have the High Priestess, the Emperor, the Wheel of Fortune reversed, the Chariot reversed, the Moon reversed, the Lovers reversed, Justice, Death, and what was the other one? Strength and the Magician.
Okay.
I barely know what to make of that, except that I know you probably need to not focus on worldly issues and focus instead on internal, mystical, spiritual things. I don't think you have to worry about money too much. I feel like that's going to work itself out. And as long as your focus is on that, you will have challenges.
Oh, it is. But what time frame could you give me?
I cannot give you a time frame on this. This, like, when we start looking at this much heavy-duty, universal force energy, like, you really shouldn't even be thinking about timing. That should not be a concern of yours in any way. Because that's just bringing you out of what I'm talking about. We want to get you into a space where you're able to function in nonlinear reality and not needing such a strong tether to the linear world. So I can't see what you're just, but I can't even begin to give you a time frame on this. It's fine as long as you know it's fine is the answer. You need to just things are working themselves out for you and not have a problem with how things are going.
Can I ask you one thing about relationship? Do you see one coming in for me? Like a permanent one, not just dating.
Sure. Yeah, that can happen down the road. But you have all this other stuff that you need to work through first. So, and really, like, it's anything I say is almost irrelevant. Your kind of life force stuff that's happening is so much stronger than anything I can even begin to tell you. If you just let your life happen right now, it's all going to work out perfectly. You need to just maintain focus, maintain and develop your, like, you know, really simple basic practices, and stay grounded, and everything will kind of come together.
All right.
I don't have a lot to tell you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, what about the other psychic? Is her line better now, or?
Kathleen, so can you hear me now? Marcy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to get your take on it. I mean,
sure.
I don't have a life right now.
That's what I'm telling you. You have to stay focused.
Yeah, I got the two major arcana I got are the Temperance and the World. And to me, Temperance is about abiding your time. So, there, you know, it feels like, you know, I'm echoing what Marcy is saying in terms of there's something about the time that you're going to be spending before you get, you know, the job that you want and it feels like a gestational period. You know, when bears hibernate, they're not doing nothing. They're actually working on, you know, getting themselves through the winter, getting themselves ready for, you know, for the next part of the cycle. So it feels like the seasons is very important for you. You're going to be working hard. I do see that. I see that you're actually a hard worker, and that part of this period of stillness is actually to get you into a completely different space. And it's not just a head space, it's a complete total body space. So on every level, and I think you talked about the spiritual, Marcy, it feels like your body, your mind, your psychology, everything is kind of going to settle into, like, you know, when cards come together, or, you know, there's a settling that's going to be happening to you because you're going to be vibrating at a, once you go through this, and it maybe even feels like a, I'm thinking more months than weeks, because it feels like it's coming into the early next year. But I'm seeing
I've been like this for 2 years
over,
now.
This has been going on for two years.
Yeah, I'm so tired. Tired?
I
can't get by. I cannot get by.
Well, I definitely see you getting focused, and I definitely see the opportunity coming after you get focused. But there is this period of time before that when, you know, you're really in that kind of waiting gestational period, and it's because it's not over yet completely, the period of waiting. There's still just a little bit more time to go. I'm so sorry. It's like you're walking past, you know, sort of burning bridges, and you just need to get through this to the other side. And it's not that, you know, once you get there, you're going to be surrounded by people and you're going to be very happy. But I get that before then, it really does feel like a bit of a war zone. Oh, my goodness. I do see spirit guiding you. You mentioned that you do the tarot. Do you connect with your guides at all? I see very strong spirit. I see grandmother in spirit. I even see maybe Native American, or definitely tribal or indigenous guides that are helping you as well.
I don't know. I need all the help I can get. That's all I can say. This is very depressing.
I hope that we can give you a little bit of hope to hang in there, because I do see that once you get that focus, you're off and running, and you won't be doing whatever you're going to be doing. You won't be doing alone. I know that you mentioned that you want to be doing something at home, but I've got you. Once you get going, I've got you working with at least three other people.
But the thing is, I have to work under the table, or I'll lose the benefits I have, health benefits and what have you. That's the problem.
So again, I just want to say
as you get into the
linear space of trying to figure it out, that is taking you farther away from the place that you need to be. So your like higher self, your guide, the universe, is taking care of you right now. And so you can kind of have your own opinion or ideas or whatever, but it doesn't really matter, because your life is more in charge of you right now than your ideas. And so the more that you're able to recognize that, the less you will feel, you know, stressed out or concerned.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
God bless
you,
Kathleen.
Evening.
Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
So I have lost, so 90, I'm so sorry, I'm back on the board and I can't see Kathleen's number. So, okay, well, Marcy, it's just you and I and on the board. And it may be that we've got a little bit of difficulty here, but bear with us, people. Thank you for hanging on, everybody who is holding on. And I hope that, you know, the difficulties, the sound quality improves. Thanks, Marcy. I think the sound thing was kind of happening with you too, so I wonder if it's just, you know, the internet connection or something.
That's my guess. That's what it seems like.
Yeah. So, all right, let's take our next caller. So we've got 310. Hi, 310, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hello, my name is Mindy.
Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. Oh, good. You can hear me. I have this new phone. I'm using my earpiece, and sometimes it's not working. So it's like a spaceship. So thank you.
You sound good.
Awesome. Thank you for being here tonight. I really was looking for some guidance. And
sure. How can we help
weekend
you?
And thank you. Well, there's so many things that are going on for me. It has to do with business, and it has to do with maybe love, and that's the question at hand. So the love that comes back and forth, and there you go, and he's back again. But I am launching a business, and in the meantime, as an entrepreneur, I have to get a job in order to keep moving forward. But I'm so close, and I just want to keep at it. So any words of wisdom, guidance, and whatever spirit has to share with me. I'm so very open to the process.
Yes, I'm right here. And, you know, I think it's really interesting that you mentioned these two things in the same breath. And what they have in common is they both are about sparking the part of you that gets inspired and excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a strong correlation between these two things that are happening. And
yes,
the challenge with both of them is that it's a little bit chaotic. There's a lot happening. And you are dead spot on with the fact that you need to, get a job, that mundane kind of getting a job, getting money together, having a foundation is your first priority and is your first goal. So,
yep.
One of the things that I can just say is that you already have a lot of this very figured out. And it looks like getting help from someone. A couple things. The advice card is the Hierophant. And when the Hierophant comes up, there are two things that are almost opposite that it means. And on one hand, it's saying, you know, really own the fact that you know what you're doing and you are an expert that you know, in the field that you're trying to break into. But it also
That's
can
cool.
mean
Thank you.
Consult an expert, get someone who knows what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and have them, you know, help you and guide you and be there as kind of a mentor. And I'm specifically, in my intuition, specifically seeing some kind of a life coach or a business coach, someone who says, here's what you do, here's how you do what you want to do.
Interesting that you say that, because the love interest has been my business consultant.
So I think that can work as long as you keep it not sexy and not romantic. At least not right now. For you right now, the best thing to do is to keep focus on your goals and not not get involved. And I don't see any problem with this relationship. It's just timing. And specifically, it reminds me, I dated this runner who was he had very strict rules about when we could be intimate based on his running schedule. And that's kind of the energy I'm seeing here, where you have to, say, listen, I have to put all of my energy aside to get this business going. I can't use my life force for fun right now, you know? So that's what I see. And then let's see what Virginia has.
Thank you for that.
Lindy, our spirit was showing me that you have this understanding – essentially you've kind of thrown, laid out your cards the way that you want to see them happen, right? And that's what we do when we're sort of manifesting what it is that we want to see happen in our lives. And what
yes.
Spirit has shown me is that a wind comes along and kind of, you know, kind of moves them so that they're in a completely different order. And I think that echoes a little bit of what, Marcy, when you were saying, you know, that somebody's going to, you know, that someone else is helping you, you know, sort out what it is that you want to achieve. I really feel like Spirit's kind of coming through with that, that getting the help to rearrange them and rearrange what it is that you want to see happen in your life, that getting some help will actually do that. Because, and it's so interesting.
You are so right on.
The person that comes in, the person
process.
That's helping you,
yeah.
is actually going to take you to a higher level. So that, you know, you can welcome the changes that come in. You don't need to be too worried about the changes.
So interesting. Thank you so very much, because that was... going to an intuitive for me is just getting the confirmation, because I think you are your own best psychic. And
yeah.
to be able to go to some wonderful folks like the two of you giving service tonight is just terrific, because for me, my business actually is in the UK, and it's been, I'm almost there. It's 4.5 years. I'm almost there. And this gentleman who showed up as the Hierophant or the the Hierophant card. It's for me. Hierophant is commitment, some of the business, the business systems, and all of that. But I was so upset because I had missed the sales cycle in the UK, and it pushed me to next spring. And I'm thinking, why is it that I cannot get there? I cannot get there, because what has just happened is this love interest that I've had over the past 5 years as well, now maybe coming to California. And I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe that's what Spirit had in mind, that I wasn't over there. He's coming here, but I'm very focused on my business. No worries about that. No way. I can never allow that to interfere. But isn't that interesting? And
yes.
As an entrepreneur, I had to find a paycheck, a steady paycheck, and my last 2 months since June has been really difficult for me. I had a car accident. The company I was working for, the CEO stopped paying everybody, so I had to run to get a job while I'm trying to get my business launched. So
you can do it.
Along
Lindy.
Comes the
yeah,
gentleman.
You can do it. It's just a short-term strategy.
Yeah, I'm thinking, what the heck? It's the way that I was setting it up, and then all of a sudden, Spirit throws the curveball here to see how much I want it. And then this gentleman actually came forward for me this past month, and I assist him in business as he assists me. And I said I need help right now, and so he put me on a retainer, and I'm helping him develop the business for him to come to California. In the meanwhile, he was just helping me to define my number. So, there you have it.
And if I can just say one last kind of little snippet is what I'm getting, and I'm sure you've got this too, that at some point, you know, there's often a lot of thoughts that we don't want to think about. You know, it's often the fears and the things that we're kind of like, you know, our worries, and we don't want to think about them too much. And I've got Spirit showing me that it's better if you don't think about them too much. So Spirit's got you holding one particular thought, and to me that would be the goal. So if you keep your eyes on the goal and you hold on to that really dearly, however you get there, you're not too concerned about. So that's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown you solidly holding on to what it is that you want to achieve, and it's going to happen. There's just no doubt about it. The road to get there is actually not as big a zigzag as it might, you know, feel like it's going to be. It's actually, you kind of one bump and you're there.
Wow.
And you know, keep that connection to Spirit, because it's very strong, and you know, and you can always see the two, as long as you can always see the two sides to something, you know, and I think that you can. Then if you reframe anything, as you just did, as you just spoke with us, right, and you told us about how, you know, what's happened in your life, how things took a turn, but it's actually okay because you're going to come out on top. And, you know, things always turn out in the end. They always turn out okay in the end.
Yeah. And do you see the reunion on the one continent, on the same continent, with this love interest that's been going on for some time?
I don't see it right now. For some reason, I'm not being shown, you know, the future in advance. I'm being shown the separateness right now. But
yes.
I do see the love interest is there and it's real. Is that what you're getting, Marcy?
Yeah.
And it might even be like a legal thing. It's not even like, you know, it might be that it's just not happening right now, either because of money or because of some, you know, I've some kind of either immigration thing. But, you know, it's just there's just something there that right now, for some reason, it's not showing me that it's, you know, I'm not seeing the final. What I'm being shown is the separation. But you're going to be okay. So, if you stay centered, if your focus is on the goal and you stay centered with you, what happens is, you know, actually the rest doesn't matter because you're happy within yourself.
Yes. Yeah, that's perfect. It's the wacky world of spirit, how it leads you all over the place. It's just,
right.
And the more wacky it is, the more authentic it is. So I'm all about
true.
It.
It's true. And Lindy and Marcy, I'm sure that, you know, if you use the cards or if you do readings for yourself, and Marcy, I'm sure you've done this, when you've asked a question and you want to see a particular answer and the cards do not give you the answer you want to see, and then you get tricky and you kind of change your question a little bit because you think it might help you get the answer you want, and you lay the cards out and they just don't give it to you the way that you want it, right? So it's a bit like sometimes you just got to let go. And let it be, and it feels, you know, and it's going to turn out just not the way you think it will, and it feels like that's the big message from Spirit.
So I think I'm going to be with him, but I don't need to know. I just need to keep going.
Just keep going.
Okay. Thank you so very much for your service tonight. I very appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Lindy. Have a great night.
Okay. Take care now.
Bye-bye. How
are
you doing, Marcy, in the trunk with your light? I'm worried about you. Are you warm enough? Or actually, you're probably too warm. Are you cool enough?
Comfortable. I feel great. I have a Honda Fit that's very roomy back here. So I'm actually like,
awesome.
I might do this from now on. This is actually fantastic.
That's great. All right, so we're going to bring on our next caller who's been waiting almost 40 minutes. Thank you so much for your patience. 561, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Hi.
Well, Lena, how can we help you?
Hi. I had two interviews this week, and I want to see how you felt. So maybe one of these might come through and a move for me. I'm looking for a job and a move.
So, Marcy, do you want to go first? Because I have, like, a specific way that I would answer this kind of question. So, Lena,
no, you go ahead and go, and then I'll see what, you know, how that rounds out what I've got.
Sure. Lena, I would ask you, could you tell me what the, when was the first interview? You had two interviews this week. Were they on separate days?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So when was the first day?
One was Tuesday,
Tuesday.
The first one was Tuesday morning, the next one Wednesday.
Okay, so I feel like maybe the one on Tuesday you either liked more or there was something about it where there was more of an attraction. I got to tell you, the cards for the one on Wednesday are like really good. I get some movement around here. I get a lot of movement, actually. I get the Wheel of Fortune, which is it's an action card. There's a wheel moving in the middle. It kind of represents money. And I see that it puts you on a new path. Let me see.
Yeah, I would agree, by the way.
Yeah? And I guess
I would
you may
agree.
Even have a choice within this within this job. You may have a choice that it might take you to not necessarily another level, but you if you're offered anything in this job, the second one, that you may have the ability to choose between two roles. Is that possible, do you think? I get that you do. I get a lot of roses. I get, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but I do see you feeling quite happy with yourself. And it may not be a long-term one. Is it possible this was temporary, the second one?
Oh, I don't know. You never know with the way the economy, you never know with the way jobs are today.
Right. So, like I said, I get favorable cards definitely for the second one, and I also get that, you know, it may be a split job or there's something about it. It takes a little bit of time, and then let me see what happens after that. Yeah, somehow there's a lot to do with time with this second job, and then you get another job. All right. Okay, so it feels like there's an offering that happens after the second job, and you do so. So, all right, so the first Tuesday, Wednesday we liked, and then you move. So once you get through Wednesday, I feel like there's another offering after that. It may be within the same workplace or it comes after. And do you have a love interest at the moment? Because I've got, like, the Lover's card and the Two of Cups, which, Marcy, as you know, are probably the two, you know, they're the two cards you want to see. You definitely want to see when you're... Well, I could just be that you really, really, really love the job that you end up with, because I've got you with, you know, I got you loving it. You're all over it. You love it. It's abundant. It makes you feel good. You feel like you're in your element. You're having fun with it. You'll feel free with it. So it feels like that opportunity, maybe even something like 5 or 6 weeks away. So it's not that long. It's not that far away.
Do you see a move with that?
It's interesting because I got a lot of action, right? I got a lot of movement. Let me see. So is it possible that the second one does require you to move?
I mean, it's right around the corner from here, but I want to move back to where my kids live. I live with my nieces last summer. A half hour from my kids. I want to move back closer to my kids.
So the internet was kind of a bit jumpy. Marcy, did you hear what what Lena said?
It sounded like Lena was saying that this job is right around the corner, but that she would like to move to be closer to her kids.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, in terms of it being around the corner, I'm just pulling out a few more cards. Huh. Well, gosh, when I get the movement cards, now I'm going to lay out a few more. Marcy, can I ask for your input, and then I'm going to lay out a few more for this job. Let me see.
Let's see. So
you think
like things are going to... Sorry, what?
Do you think if I take the job Wednesday, it's only going to be temporary?
Yeah, that's what I felt that that's what I was getting. But, you know, when you asked about the move being associated, Marcy, I'll just let you take over for a minute. I'm going to pull out some other cards.
Well, my question is that it's looking like there's a lot of action very quickly. And I think the more that I try to decipher specifically what that looks like, the more convoluted it becomes. Mostly because there's so much happening so fast, it's very hard to, like, get a handle on it, you know. But it looks like we see you moving in the direction of having more of the things that you want. We see a big shift from what you've been doing, and we see sort of snapping out of a rut or, you know, a heavy time for you into something a lot easier. So whatever that, you know, I'm not sure. I'm sorry that I can't tell you more specifically what that looks like. But I can tell you, sorry, my friend just brought me some bread and water. I can tell you that looks like an improvement no matter what, you know, that we definitely see an improvement.
yes, it's improved. My life can't stay like this. It's just been so bad last year.
Okay, so I just pulled some cards on moving. I feel like, you know, okay, so I see that you want to move, but I don't get you moving just as yet because it feels like there's a wall there just like just right now. So, you know, so it may just be that you need to go through, you know, I felt very positive about that second job. So, you know, let's see what happens with that. And please call back in and, you know, because the energy does shift. So I'm just going to see if, you know, when I see you really happy and feeling good about yourself, that could be that you end up with your family. But I, for some reason, I didn't see the huge move. You know, I felt like there'd be a bit of time. You're going to have a bit of time at this job. And you say it's around the corner, right? So there might be a little bit of time where you're still at home, where you are.
Yeah, God.
And, you know, it might just be that, you know, sometimes you just got to, you'll definitely have the choice. So it's not like it's not going to happen for you. I do see it happening, you know, and I don't even know if this is something that comes through the job that you take, but it feels like it leads on to something else. Whether that something else is through the job that, you know, through the Wednesday job that we're feeling, or whether it's a whole other opportunity that comes up, that will kind of remain to be seen.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see a move anytime soon.
I'm not being shown the move right yet. You know, I'm being shown that kind of 5 to 6 weeks, you know, things are going to shake up and you're going to be, there'll be another opportunity. But I for some reason, I'm not being shown the move. And it's not to say it's not going to happen.
You mean after 5 weeks to start working?
No. I think that the Wednesday felt really good. The Wednesday job felt really good. So, you know, I'm not sure. When do they want you?
He made it seem like he wanted me to start, like, right away. But he said he'd call me today. I had never heard from him. So now I'm thinking with the weekend, you know, with the holiday on Monday, maybe he'll call me next week.
If you don't hear by Tuesday, definitely call him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the money was good. I mean, I don't want to stay where I'm living, this location. I want to get back closer to my kids, but I have to save some money, too, although they want me out.
Yeah. Yeah, that this is gonna help be a stepping stone for you to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lena,
okay.
Thank
you.
Have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So we have 480. You're on the air. Thanks for holding on 40 minutes. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Nancy, and I have two questions. Hi. I have two questions, if I may. One is, in the last month or two, got a hold of my best friend from high school. We chatted on the phone, emailed a couple times, and I don't hear from her anymore. Does that mean I never will, or will we eventually become friends again and really good friends?
So my immediate hit on this is that she's just very, very busy in her life, and that a lot of it, like that most of your lack of contact with her has not a lot to do with you, and has mostly to do with her life being, like, outrageously busy.
Okay.
But then I can look at what do we think. It looks like she showed up at a really amazing time. And I wonder also if she isn't sure, you know, and like if she wouldn't be calling and having the same question that we have. Like, it feels like there may be a slight miscommunication as far as, like, how things can be from here on out. But this is a great, I mean, really beautiful opportunity for both of you. I wonder, you know, if you've reached out to her or not. But the biggest thing is that she just, you know, seems to be very, very, very busy.
Right.
But either way, it's not a big deal, and we see you guys being friends. it looks like there was like, you know, there's like a slow rekindling, and then there's still more kind of work to do to get back to the place of being like regular friends.
Okay.
But mostly it just comes from, you know, like time.
Yeah, I get time too. I get time too, Nancy. So, you know, there's a sense of, I'm not sure if there are any, to me it feels like, you know, as you would, let's say you'd had an argument and you would kind of let the air settle for it. And obviously you didn't have an argument, but it feels like something needs to settle. And then you won't feel like you're working so hard to kind of get the connection happening. Because, when you immediately ask the question, I got the Hermit card, which is, you know, usually not the card you want to see when you're asking, you know, am I going to connect with somebody? The Hermit card is a very solitary card and you know, has you. But the card that came out immediately afterwards was the Three of Cups. And on this card is three women who are dancing together, you know, with their cups up high in the air, and it's a very light, fun time. I mean, these cards are almost the complete opposites of one another. And as Marcy was talking, I definitely got the sense of time and kind of what's going to leave is the need for you to keep feeling like, you know, I've sent out emails, that's going to go. You're not going to feel like you're putting in this huge effort and not getting anything in return. So I do see that. And then there's just a very social time where everybody, it feels like what happens is that there are more people in the mix. When you and she connect up again, you know, I don't know. It just, for some reason, and I don't know if these are the cards that you're getting, Marcy, I'm just getting that either that there's something, when you do connect, it feels like either there's something, you know, that somehow the truth isn't spoken or something under the surface. And it feels like there's just a little bit of a struggle. Yeah, I did. And, you know, the Seven of Swords is a card that kind of talks about, okay, this is what you and I talk about, and this is the kind of underneath that meaning. And sometimes the meaning is, you know, when people, have you ever sent an email to somebody and they took it the completely wrong way? Like, you know, you sent an email and, you know, you might have been a bit jovial or you were kind of a bit light in some of the things that you said. And you, if you and that person had been on the phone together, you'd have been chuckling, you know, chuckling with one another saying, oh, ha ha, right. You know, you're such a jokester. But in an email, somebody reads it and they're like, what? Are you like taking the piss out of me or something? And this could be like with your best friend. So it feels like there's something like that that either happened or it feels like it's, you know, going to happen when you get together. To be honest, it feels like it's kind of a little bit been there the whole time, and that's what causes you a little bit of concern. And what I'm not pulling the cards that I would like to see that say that you and she, I mean, you feel like soulmates, you know. We come in with people as, you know, we come in to have experiences with you know, these people because they teach us about ourselves. They're usually usually able to show us and mirror parts of ourselves that we need to learn about, you know, to kind of move through the world. So, you know, I do see you feeling a lot better about this in, you know, maybe a couple of months, maybe even 10 weeks. Don't know if that's helpful at all. And it also feels like, you know, when that happens, when you change how you feel, it's almost like you're going to change which direction you're going to go in. I don't feel like you're going to keep trying to want to get something from nothing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're
going
to get rid of any illusions, you know, and I get like a whole new beginning for you. And something changes about what you want from the relationship, and I think that when that happens, you're kind of completely free. Your emotions change. You're not thinking about it in the same way. You're in a much happier and healthier space. And that all feels to me like around the 2 months, you know, 10 weeks mark.
Okay, so basically, is there anything I should be doing, or just kind of, you know, wait on her?
Well, actually, honestly, It looks like there that some of the hesitance is more on your part than hers anyway. Like, I don't see her being the one that's holding any of this back. And so you may find that reexamining how you've been looking at things might be useful, and that there may be, I don't know, something that you can do to shift what's going on. But really your focus with regard to this right now, I know, she brings up a lot of old, you know, an older version of you, which is kind of interesting.
Right.
And so I think it would just be to, like, observe what happens when you activate, when you operate from that space.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you guys see us eventually? I think one of you said yes, and one of you said no or not sure, that you do see us being friends in the future.
I think, isn't that interesting, Marcy? I think you said that you saw, you know, the friendship happening in the future, and the cards I keep pulling are just like, you know, either what's happening is that you're working on what it is that's sitting in the middle somehow, that which is unspoken, and then, you know, you getting a chance to communicate what it is you want to communicate. I get a big let go. I get the Fool, you know, the card, which is the Fool, which tells me, you know, just be free of, you know, any concerns or worries that you have about this, and maybe look in kind of like a fresh direction. And sometimes just that energy allows, you know, it allows for a friendship to kind of turn a new page. And when you're not constantly looking at one person and focusing on them, I'm not saying that you are, but the energy where you're moving toward that person more than they're moving toward you, if you pull back and you no longer put that energy out, then what happens is like a little vacuum, and then they end up coming back to you. I can't explain that energetically apart from, I don't know, maybe just some law of karma or energy or the way energy circulates. But I feel like if you don't actually focus on hearing from her or anything like that, that somehow the energy of her comes back to you. And I think maybe you can allow that space. You know, don't let it go. Let it go and see what happens. What's the worst thing that could happen? Are you with us, Nancy? Have we lost you? Have I lost everybody? I may have been kicked off. Okay, so I'm now gonna log off and log back in because I'm not hearing anyone. Okay, here we go. Oh, hi, everybody. Can you hear me? Marcy, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, I think I... Oh, Marcy, I can hear you.
Nancy.
Oh, wait, Nancy, I can hear you. That's wonderful. So we've lost Marcy. Let me see if I can... So Blog Talk just kicked me off, and I didn't quite know how to get back in, and I think we've lost... a couple of callers, although I wonder if there are some other people hanging on. Let me see if I can try bringing on somebody, Nancy.
Okay.
So you're here with me. Wonderful. I'm going to see if I can bring on the next caller, and then we'll know whether we're still kind of live. Here we go.
Well, does that mean, because I am a caller, does that mean I'm gone?
Well, no, I think you and I are talking, but I'm not quite sure that we're on the air because I'm having difficulty.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
I think it happens through the internet, and I can't hear Marcy. I might quickly text her and let her know. I can't hear her. I'm so sorry to everybody listening. We're just experiencing some technical difficulties, and I'm trying to navigate my way through this technical world.
And your name is?
My name's Georgia Marantos, Nancy.
That's right.
Thank
okay.
you so much for your patience. Can't hear you, Marcy, because it appears as if she is on the air with us with her microphone lit up, and she should be, you know, she should be in our conversation. So I might get her to hang up and calling in. And all right, so let's see if we can. And for some reason, I can't get the next caller. Oh, all right. So, yeah, for some reason. And you and I may just be talking, but we're not on the air, if that makes sense, Nancy. So let me see okay, so Marcy's just called back in, I think. Hold on. She's gone again. Marcy, are you there? Hold on. Where are you? Call back in.
I was just told that we are on the air.
Oh, we are? Oh, that's wonderful. How did you find out? So, Marcy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's awesome. So we are on the air. Well, there's going to be a few minutes of my query and confusion. Sorry about that. So, Nancy, let's continue. Where were we?
We were just finishing up saying, you guys, one person was saying, yeah, you could see us being friends. The other one was saying,
all right. And I was saying, you know, oh, and I was talking about that energy of letting go and how that can sometimes bring someone back to you, right?
Right, right.
So I get the energy of let go. I really do. I get this.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to, you know, it's a bit like I was trying for a very long time to get pregnant. And I know a lot of women who are in my situation who, you know, tell the story that, you know, when they finally gave up, you know, they're kind of in their early 40s or late 30s and they're like, okay, that's it. I've been trying for how many years? You know, IVF, whatever. I'm just going to give up. I'm not even going to think about getting pregnant anymore. I'm just going to live my life now without children. And because that's a really big deal to kind of give up the idea of something like that. And the minute they do that, they get pregnant. And so it feels like that kind of energy needs to come into your vibration. You need to let go in that way is what I'm getting anyway.
Yeah. Yep, I would agree.
Okay.
So even if you tell yourself it's not going to happen, you know, and whatever it takes for you to let go, I feel that that's going to be a really good energy for you. And, you know, and then if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But there's that you kind of have to end up in that headspace. And
yeah, Nancy, and the card that I get for kind of what you're doing right now in the context of this relationship is the Devil. And that usually comes up when we're doing things like being codependent or getting caught up in like extraneous details that don't matter, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're seeing. So, you know, that's where the letting go comes from. When we're in that Devil sort of attached, fearful, overly connected to the outcome headspace, the only thing that can really serve us, or the first thing that we must do is to find a way to let go.
And the other thing, I was just thinking this and I'm giggling because I kind of, you know, once you realize that if you've done it in your life before and you've let go and whatever you really, really wanted sort of came back to you after you, like, let go in the most serious way possible, you can't let go thinking it's going to come back to you. So you can't let go of this relationship
like
still hoping that something...
yeah.
But does that make sense, Nancy? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah, it just kind of where, because like I said, you know, I mean, I haven't heard from him in 34 years, and it took a while to kind of like find phone numbers and so on and so forth to get a hold of her. And, you know, so it's kind of hard to just go completely back again, which I will, but, you know, that's where I was, where, you know, you haven't heard from somebody 34 years. It's kind of nice to hear from him.
So. Yeah, it's a really big deal. I mean, I feel it. I definitely feel you on that level, Nancy. And, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, I think we're definitely talking in response to those cards that were kind of like, whoa, what's going on underneath the surface? So it's kind of like the only way to shake that energy is to completely let go of it.
Right. Okay. And my other question is, right now I'm suing a doctor, long story short, but my lawyer seems to, like, really be dragging her feet and not communicating with me. What is the reason for her not to communicate, and can you see eventually the outcome of this whole mess?
I get that your lawyer's, like, super sorry, Marcy. Go jump.
No, go ahead, Georgia. You go.
Yeah, I get that your lawyer is, like, just super busy. And I also get that there's some kind of shake-up that happens with this case. It's interesting. I get, like, the Tower and the Hanged Man, which, you know, to me say that there are things that are happening in this case that are a little bit beyond your control. You know, there's kind of something happening that despite all the hard work, there's stuff that you even with your lawyer's help, that for some reason there's something that isn't able to kind of, you know, fully happen. It feels like it could go either way to me at the moment. The way that I'm seeing it, the way that I'm being shown the cards, I'm being shown that it can go either way. I do, actually, in the end, I see success. I see success in the end, all right? And I do see some money. I'm not sure if money's involved, but I see some money here. Is there money involved?
Yes, there is money involved.
There's insurance money, you said?
No, long story short, I paid a doctor for liposuction, and he was actually correcting a different doctor stuff, and this doctor chose to add fat to my body instead of take fat out of my body.
Oh, my goodness.
But he did that on his own choice, he asked me to begin with, that was his suggestion, and I said no. I mean, why would I pay for extra fat? And so he did it anyway. And so now I'm suing him because the only way to get rid of that fat is you can't exercise the fat away. You have to have surgery again. So, I mean, he didn't have a right to add fat to me.
No, he didn't. And you're right to do what you're doing. I definitely get that whatever the lawyer, because the first question was about the lawyer, right? And what I get, that whatever stage the lawyer is at, it's kind of out of her hands at the moment. And that's why it feels like it could go either way. But like I said, the next few cards that they were all really good cards. So, you know, I do get that you're going to be quite happy with the outcome.
Okay.
All right.
And Marcy?
Well, Nancy, we've got quite a few callers online, and now that we've come back on air, we want to see if we can get round to them. So best of luck to you, and we're rooting for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
Have a great time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Oh, it's my birthday weekend, so I guess so. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. So 917, I tried your number earlier. Are you with us now? You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Ashiel.
What was your name, sorry?
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
A-S-P?
I mean, A-S-H-I-L. Can you hear me now?
Ashiel, thank you so much. Yeah, I can hear you. We've had a little bit of difficulty, but I think this is just me and my hearing. So what's your question? How can we help you?
My question is regarding my business. I have a business partner who actually was a friend that I'm having a business with. He's in another country. And I just realized, you know, we're having a lot of communication problems and a lot of issues in a way. I've come to realize that, you know, because he's been lying to me about a lot of things. And I also realized that he's been stealing from me. So I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where do you see me going from here? Because I have some ideas, but I'm just curious what you guys feel, maybe you can give me a little more clarity.
Okay, I don't know. I'm going to jump in, Marcy. So I kind of see that there's a little bit of time needed here between you and him. I see the struggle, and my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to see if I can push past the experience with him, which is really huge. Okay, so where do you go from here? That's your question. Come on, Spirit. All right, so I feel like you're going to have to deal with some of the things. Okay, so this guy's been in business with you, and there's been, you know, stuff that's happened, like the consequences of him doing this with you, you're going to have to deal with those things first before you can move on to the next step in terms of you taking the reins back in your business and finding somebody else to help you, right? Because you obviously need somebody else on the other side to kind of get your business going again. I mean, I'm only thinking that on a logical level, but what I'm seeing in terms of the cards is that you need to sit back and kind of recalibrate everything. Have you done that?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now. I know that I want to branch out on my own. I know that, you know, I might have to take, you know, some loss based on investment that I made.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to get back as much as I can, you know, and I'm trying, you know, I'm working a plan so that, you know, I can get back as much as I can. That I'm working on it.
That's what I was seeing. Ashil, it's going to be a bit of a struggle to get back what you want, and I don't know why. It feels like you're probably going to have to, you know, you would have to kind of resort to, I'm going to say this, and obviously this is just an exaggeration, but it's a bit like you'd have to torture him to get back back what it is that's rightfully yours. I think you do have the support around you.
He has pretty much no money. I did my homework. You know, I've come to find out that, you know, pretty much my money was the one supporting the business. And
of course.
He took some of the money and gambled with other businesses over there. And of course.
What he's done is deeply dishonest. Yeah. I mean, are you able to use, I mean, I haven't seen the justice card, which I like to see when the lawyers are involved, but have you thought about getting some lawyers involved? I do see you getting some. I don't see that it's all. You may have to involve the courts.
I don't think even if I involve the courts, it's going to be a lot of money, costing me a lot of money, and he doesn't have the money anyway.
Right.
And he's in another country. You know what I mean?
You're going to need some people on your side. Yeah. Have you got some people on your side who are able to kind of
with you? But the thing is, all the banking, everything is here in America. So I have control of that.
Right.
So, you know, if anything comes worse, you know, whatever is here, it's gonna, you know, you can't touch it. And
right.
Also, I'm a majority partner also. So,
yeah,
he doesn't know that I'm on to him yet because I'm just keeping quiet, doing my homework and trying to figure out what I'm going to do. Without telling him anything.
Right.
You know, so you think he's still stealing from me and I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, I see you getting, can I just get you to bring us back to your, you know, the one question, you know, the one thing that you really want to know from Spirit.
Yeah.
What is it?
I want to branch on my own. I'm trying to figure out what direction. Am I going to be successful?
Okay, so right now I see you walking through this fire, and I do. I see you're going to be working with two people. So this is interesting. When you rearrange stuff and you get some other people that back you who are actually friends with you and are not interested in doing the kind of criminal activity this current person is engaged in, I see you moving forward. But you kind of, it's going to be a really big deal for you to pick up the pieces here. You're going to have to deal with this first before you move on, obviously. But it's going to take a little bit of time. You will succeed. You don't need to worry.
I'm preparing myself mentally already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's going to be a bit tough.
Yeah, because
it's a lot
of money.
It's going to be a little bit tough.
Yeah, it's a lot of money being lost. And, you know, and I still have some money aside anyway. But, you know, is this going to survive? Are we going to be partnered to the end of the year? Is it going to be, are we going to split before that?
Let's see.
You know, I'm going to jump in. I have a
Please, Marcy.
Just a slightly different take on this, which is, you know, you have an opportunity to cut your losses, which is actually very fortunate at this time. And you have an opportunity to kind of get out from under some things that have not been, that wouldn't be good in the long run anyway. So it's funny the way that it shows up is just like everything George just said. Plus, if we want to flip it on its head, we can look at it in this way of just complete liberation from a lot of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like you have supportive friends who will help you. And then when you ask about timing, the card that I get is the World card, which says, you know, it's all perfect as it is.
Yeah.
But I don't think, it may feel like it drags out a little bit, but the truth is that your person, no matter what house you talk to him or what comes up, you're proceeding in a way that is different because you are no longer tied into this bullshit. Sorry for my language. But, you know, mm-hmm. you're not, you know that you're not stuck with this now. So that's totally altering how you operate. And that is really, really good.
Okay.
And so you just, there's a sense of almost continuing as it is. And I think you'll feel the right moment when you need to go like, ha-ha, I'm on to you, son. You know, like you'll have that sort
okay.
of, and I don't even think it will be a big deal. I think it will actually be very, where you just go, you know what, we're done. I know that you've lied to me. I know that you've stolen. So, no, we can't continue. And it's just very matter of fact.
Okay. And he's not going to try to fight me back about that, right? Because you know
I
what
don't
people are like.
So.
People lie like that. I mean, I have a lot of info about him that can really be very damaging to him also. So I don't think he has this reputation out there that he's trying to maintain, which is pretty much an illusion. But I can re-expose that to the world if I wanted to.
I think it'll actually be really good for him. Like, the overwhelming energy that I get is that it's liberating for everyone. And so it may be really good for him that he gets called out on this so that he doesn't continue to do something. He doesn't really even know why he's doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like he's, you know, this is a clothing company and he's a designer and he was enjoying the spotlight too much that he got caught up in it and
yep.
lost track of reality. And,
yep.
you know. He's putting this big thing out there. He is this man who have all this money. I was the best of the best. In reality, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
You know.
So I think it's going to just, I mean, this really is for the best for everyone. And it's one of those that, like, I think only a tarot card reader can flippantly look at a situation like this and say, hey, it's the best for everyone.
Okay.
But that is sort of the big, big, big picture, how I'm seeing it.
Okay. So I have to get out of it. But do you see him doing well on his own? Because I'm curious about that. Because something tells me that, I mean, I'm a true believer in karma.
Ashil, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to stop you. We've actually got quite a few callers waiting, and we've only got 10 minutes left on the line. I'm hoping
so
what we've shared with you. That's okay.
Okay.
You know, feel free to contact us, you know, through our emails or through the website if you wanted more detail. You know, we'd be more than happy to help you with that. So thanks a lot for calling in.
Thank you. That was very
helpful.
And best
of luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we've got 10 minutes left to go. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Fabulous Fridays on Psychics Gone Wild, and you can find Marcy's details and my details on the Psychics Gone Wild website. And if you don't get your question answered tonight, please, please, please contact us, and we'd be more than happy to read for you. And as you know, there are other shows happening pretty much throughout the week, so obviously feel free to call in and listen in on any of the shows, because I know that a lot of them are very much the same, and we offer free readings through this number that you've called in tonight. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to go on to our next caller. And here we go. We've got 561. You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Is that me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 561. Yes,
okay.
You are.
I wasn't sure. I called in last week. I'm going to try to do this real fast. I called in last week. You remember I had the problem with the internet of somebody out of my past 25 years ago.
Yes.
Comes in
oh,
and started
yeah.
crashing me on.
What's
yeah,
your
yeah.
name again?
Oh.
Just let us know what your name is.
Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. And so the question I have, I wanted to kind of go in detail, but I'll just try to sum up, is what do y'all get for am I going to get this guy to stop, or is this just going to go on and on and on?
Well,
because
what
he's been doing it full out for a year. Pardon?
There's been no change since last week to this week?
There was a shift, but it was something else happened, and it took me a while to explain what happened. It wasn't.
I mean, because honestly, there's no difference between last week. Like the answers that I have, anyway, I won't speak for Georgia, are the same this week as they were last week, which is that this is all going to blow over, and this is not a big deal, and, you know, it may not be how you want it to be right now, but, like, the less you engage, the better, because this just needs to kind of blow over.
I think that's the key, Marcy, the less you engage. I picked the King of Swords, and it's a very strategic card. This is a guy who kind of, and this is kind of the headspace, and we talked a little bit about it, right, changing the way that you experience what's been going on in the past, and now you're saying, hey, it's continuing, how do you deal with ongoing, crazy behavior from this person. So it's definitely a strategic move that you've got to do, which is to get yourself to see the bigger picture. And so what all the things that we were talking about last week are things that you need to put into practice, like immediately stat, you know. It's a bit like this is an emergency situation for you and your whole being. You need to slip out of this, slip out of the energy of being, you know, a victim to this person. And there's no doubt that you are, because obviously it's still continuing. But if you can, and I know that you can, because I really saw the power of your ability to connect and to connect to this particular way of thinking, because it's a magical manifestation way of thinking. You can do it. You have the ability. You have the strength and the spiritual strength to do it. Remember, I remember you because I remember, you know, your mother came through in spirit just to say that she was with you. She's backing you. If you need like a blast of white light to kind of make you feel better, she's there to give it to you. And so, you know, I do see you succeeding and feeling better. And so you're asking, how do you get it to stop? Well, I think exactly what Marcy said right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how you get it to stop. You get it to stop by not even engaging in it and completely changing the way that you're thinking about it. And then that energy, like it will be like magic. it's immediate, because I see it immediately transform. It's like nothing is happening and you're like, "Well, wow." You know, it feels like a spiritual awakening actually.
Okay.
You know, in this
got
for
it.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
I may have to call you guys for a private reading at this point too. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim. Best of luck. Okay. We're right. We're rooting for you. We're right behind you.
Thank you very much. I love you too. Bye.
Have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
So Marcy, we've got 4 more minutes. How do you feel? One more call. We've got
why not?
4. 864, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question? Hello, are you there? 864? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to write this number down so that we don't miss out. Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm just going to go on to the next caller. And we've got 856. 856, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how can we help you?
I was wondering about our relationship.
What's your name?
Rose Maria.
Thank you, Rose Maria. We'll just check in. Well, I'm not sure if you're in a relationship at the moment, but I get the 10 coins immediately, Marcy, which is...
Sorry, what?
It's kind of... I get the 10 of coins, which is like the happiest relationship card in the whole deck. It kind of culminates all of the different suits in the coins, and it shows, you know, my particular card shows me with a happy couple with a baby in the arms of the woman. So... if you're wondering about relationship, I do see success in this area. So it's kind of like a matter of, okay, how is this going to happen and what's it going to look like?
And I do see you kind of had that you're coming out of, you know, what I guess we could call a dry spell, or, you know, a period of being very, very, very celibate and alone, but that looks like that is changing. And how does it change? It changes by you just kind of taking up the reins and heading out. And if you have
connected
to it, you know, there may be something there. But it looks like we see you making not the first move. It's not like that kind of aggressive thing. But we do see you putting yourself, I see you putting yourself out there a little bit.
Me too. I see you reaching out. I see you reaching out. And then once you reach out, someone else reaches back. And it doesn't feel aggressive.
Yeah.
You're right. It feels very gentle.
Okay.
Okay, let's see if we can get a timing. I'm getting around 3 months. What's that taking us into? That's taking us into the end of this year, right?
Yeah, I see before the end of the year, definitely.
Great.
Anybody I know? I'm thinking
of that December, three
it's
months.
It's really possible. I think it's possible that it's someone that you know. And what I'm seeing is sort of all of the circumstances coming together so that you can have a moment to have this conversation that you've been wanting to have with him.
Okay, I got a moment of conversation with him. Cool.
So, Rose Maria, we're helping, you know, definitely right behind you in manifesting that for you. The cards and the spirit's definitely supportive of that. So I hope we've answered your question, and we hope you have a good night.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And thank you so much, everybody, for listening tonight. It's Psychics Gone Wild, Fabulous Fridays, and your hosts, Georgia Marantos and Marcy Currier. You can find all our information on psychicsgonewild.com and contact us if you want a reading. I know with my readings, and particularly the hour-long readings, we tend to go a little bit more in depth into what sort of, you know, what some of the deeper, you know, things that can, that are behind the question. And I know, Marcy, you're actually very good at getting to the root of the matter immediately. So, you know, and that tends to be a little bit more healing. So please contact us. We've only got about 60 seconds left. So, Marcy, please let people know how they can contact you too.
The best thing to do is send me a text message at 860-823-8605. You can also email me at marcy@metamarcy.com.
Oh, wonderful. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We love doing the show with you, and hope you've had a great night. And have a wonderful, wonderful long weekend. Enjoy Labor Day weekend. Good night.
Good night.